Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
If you would have asked, I could have helped with the drums there. You don't have to do anything by yourself. Wow.
Fast forward for now, though.
That's awesome. Jack, tell us about yourself. Welcome to America.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We were talking a little bit a while ago about Stevie Ray Vaughan having really influenced what you do and how you kind of learn guitar listening to him or playing along with him. Tell us about that.
I don't really get to show it off in that song, I guess, but I taught myself to play most of the instruments on here. Like, I taught myself to play drums. I had a few lessons in piano as a kid, but I taught myself to play guitar. That was one of the first instruments I really got into growing up as a kid in a very musical household. But my dad introduced me to blues music. My dad introduced me to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then by that point, YouTube was a thing. And I just went and found everything I could about him, every show he ever did, every performance that was ever recorded, and I just mimicked. I watched and learned. Ever since I was young, I've been able to, like, my fingers and my head have been able to talk to each other really, really well, and my ears especially, so I can, like, look at something, watch what his fingers do, listen to the tone and the sounds and the notes, and then go, oh, so it's this, and then it kind of comes from there.
Are you thinking about anything specifically when you're doing all this? Because your mind's has to be in about 7 or 8 different areas. And I can't even process how you're able to multitask mentally.
Yeah, there's two ways I describe this. One of them is when I play, I black out, which I do. I have to. If I think, I ruin everything. Yeah. And the other thing is this performance is... that's it. I black out and let my head talk to the rest of my body. And if my mind gets in the way of that conversation, it ruins everything. The other way I like to talk about it is I don't so much... I need to look like I'm putting a performance on when actually what's happening is I'm trying to keep one together. So there is a lot, and it takes a lot of brain power. But like I said, I have to not think about it. The minute I think about it is... That's it. It's game over.
Tell us about the first CD you bought. If I read about this right, it's a funny story.
It's quite funny. I think I bought it. I think I saved up with my own money. This is like with like pocket money and stuff. This is talking about this. I was definitely a kid. I do think the first CD I ever bought was. I think it was
Teletubbies
Say Eto, the B-side of which was Mary Mary Quite Contrary, so started off strong.
You redeem yourself with Stevie Ray, though.
That was the next CD I bought.
Okay. And this is completely cool. You're in the presence of a Critics' Choice winner, the Brit Awards, and the past Brit Award winners, a few people you may have heard of. Sam Smith, Adele, and James Bay, and Jack Garrett's the winner this year. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. It's an overwhelming kind of accolade to receive, but it's an interesting one because obviously I'm blown away by the. By kind of gaining that kind of respect from my peers in that kind of way, but also at the same time, I'm not making music for those reasons, for those awards and for that kind of to receive those kind of accolades. I'm trying to make music to do something good for creativity and do something good for culture and do something good for art and do something good for the world if I can. And also in doing that, trying to kind of do something good for myself. So for me, it's much more about the connection that I can make with people rather than the physical manifestation of what success might mean to some people. I'm not going to say no to them.
It's, like, it's nice to be recognized.
That's exactly what it is. It's always lovely to receive a compliment, and that's all that they are. They're lovely, very, very congratulatory, and ultimately greatly exposing compliments. They have helped me a lot get to certain people and kind of get listened to by more people, and for that I'm very thankful.
Well, and the album is called Phase. It comes out next month.
Yeah.
It's the debut from Jack Garrett, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot about you this year. We're so happy to have you here
today.
Thank you. Let's hear some more from Jack Garrett.
Thank you very much. Thank you.